David Allison, thank you very much for chatting to us today. We're talking about a production that's coming to the Trinity Theatre very, very soon. Sounds great fun. Before we talk about the production, can we talk a little bit about you?
Sure.
So you actually studied and qualified as, or your degree is in law.
Yes.
But you didn't go down that route, did you?
No, for sure. I knew in my second year at studying, and I got my degree. But I knew I couldn't be a lawyer. I recognise how boring it seemed it would be, and just how, you know, needing to follow order, follow precedent, and it just didn't. I went to study law thinking of all the glamour TV ones, you know, being a barrister and coming up with clever arguments, and the reality of law as a profession, it's not like that so much, you know, it rarely is. And so while I was at university, I decided to join the TV Society, which was a club to go and make TV of, you know, film, record. And that was something that I was interested in anyway. I was always messing around with cameras and had ideas for things to film. So that was ultimately what I decided I wanted to leave university to pursue, and that was a career in television.
You strike me as being quite an inventive person. You have lots of ideas buzzing around.
Yeah, and it's only actually very recently, there's a bit more of an explanation. I got diagnosed with ADHD, and that was quite a... It explained a lot of different decisions and things that I'd made, to, you know, career choices, and certainly explained how I think I would have struggled being a lawyer. And part of my symptoms for it is I get bored very easily. And so that did make, you know, making television programs, and I then was making documentaries. And I'm a curious person, curious as in interested in all sorts of different stories, ideas, and people. And I pursued some of those to become subjects of documentaries I made.
Which kind of brings us to what you're doing now and what you're bringing to Tunbridge Wells. Because This Is Your Trial is described as a comedy show. It's not really, though, is it? From the way I understand it, it has a very big difference to someone standing or presenting a comedy show. It's very different. Tell us about the show.
Yes, This Is Your Trial came about when I discovered how much I enjoyed live comedy. I wanted to think of an idea for a show that would make a comedy show about a member of the audience. That was the starting point. But where I was working at the time was at the University of Law. So law had come back into my life, and I had access to a wig, like a barrister's wig. I thought I'd give the host a wig quite quickly. The idea of actually putting somebody on trial and having two comedians arguing about them, the trial became sort of obvious in the end. And so then did those as a bespoke booking for businesses to put the boss on trial, and managed to get to Edinburgh Fringe with five of those bookings. And then when I got to do them in Edinburgh, I had access to better comedians. Quite quickly, the difference of getting better comedians and ones that were okay, but I did all of the work to prepare the case notes about the person who's on trial. I did so much work originally. Then when you find talented improv comedians, they don't need that. That was a great discovery. Saved me a lot of time. But then it was all the little nuances of referring back to my knowledge of law, and the authenticity is what I was trying to replicate. So I'm dressing up the comedians in gowns and wigs, and the judge has a gavel.
So the setup of it then, David, you've got two talented improv actors or comedians in the role of prosecutor and defense, and you have a professional improv actor as the judge. Is that how it works?
Yes.
And then you pick on someone from the audience to be the person on trial. Is that how it works?
Not quite, because we don't pick on anyone. Audience members have an option to fill in a accusation sheet about somebody they're with. So the accusations start from the audience. Nobody is pulled out of the audience that doesn't want to. And sometimes that's one of the biggest hurdles, is just to reassure, because people, not everyone wants to go on stage. Hmm. Not everyone wants. There's in a show, typically there'll be four or five cases that will be heard.
And these cases, what kind of subjects are we covering?
The ones that are chosen by the judge are the ones that sound more specific and not just, oh, my partner snores. Oh, my son doesn't tidy his bedroom. We certainly don't do real crimes. It's usually the most trivial complaints. You know, they are grievances, domestic grievances, generally. They're the most fun because the way that the accusations are written, almost always the accused has done the thing.
Yeah.
But what's the charge? And so the judge will then issue the charge that...
So it could be something, for example, like having the same awful hairdo for 20 years, that kind of thing.
Yes. And then so the charge would be something... continued fashion crimes or something, crimes against fashion, or they are a bad influence on the youth. Leave the lawyers, and certainly the defence lawyers, something to argue, but are they really reckless? You know, maybe they're doing a good, they're setting a good example for the kids by being a bad example.
So you never really know where it's going to go, do you? There must be hilarious moments.
I honestly am so excited about every next show. And there's been more than 500 of them, you know, all over. I've not been at all of them because it's been to Australia. There's been several happening at the same time. I try to get to as many as possible because I'm never bored by them, and there's always a surprise.
Who's chosen to be in the jury?
Everybody else.
So the audience will be the jury?
Yeah.
And then who decides the verdict? Everyone has a chat amongst themselves and decides whether this person's guilty or not.
No, it's far simpler. So the judge is directing proceedings. So first of all, you know, speaks to the defendant, the accused, finds out a bit more information of who they are, what they do as a job, you know, what's the relationship with the accuser. You know, it's those other little bits of information that will end up feeding the prosecutor or the defense comedian to make an argument, make a case. And the argument can be, you know, incredibly creative. That's the beauty of it. The judge will summarize what each argument has been and then say, okay, it's now over to the jury. Cheer after me if you think she is guilty. Or cheer after me if you think she's not guilty. And if there's a difference, that decides it. Simple as that.
Is there a penalty to pay then if they are guilty?
Oh, of course. We don't have any cells backstage or anything like that. Because, you know, there'll be a sentence typically related to the case. But there's other roles within the show, like a court artist. Somebody's given the role of being the court artist to draw what's going on. So, yes, there's got to be a consequence. Well, yeah, and I haven't even said who's on. We've got Deliso Chaponda, incredible comedian. He's a prosecutor. He's on TV all the time, on QI. He was a Britain's Got Talent, but, you know, he's amazing. Vic Slayton is superb. And Trevor Locke, who is probably my favourite comedian and person who's ever done the show. He's done it so many times, and he's a joy. I'm so excited about this particular lineup.
It sounds brilliant fun, David. We are running out of time. So it's happening on Thursday, the 9th of June, Trinity Theatre here in Tunbridge Wells. And for tickets, go to the Trinity Theatre website. Further details of the show and all that on their website. Thank you, David, for joining me today. Thanks.
Thank you.